Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name's Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Lindsay Miller,
the Vice President of Marketing for Embedded Computing at Artisan Embedded Technologies, with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Lindsay, why don't we just start off with a definition of Artisan Embedded Technologies and the market that you're serving?
Artisan is a fairly large company that divested from Emerson Network Power in January of 2014. Over a $1.2 billion business with 20,000 employees located throughout the world. We build power products as well as embedded computing products. And the business that I'm a part of is the embedded computing division of Artisan. We make products for the infrastructure of the communications network as well as broadcast and content provider networks.
You are very involved in the transformation for network function virtualization. And what I wanted to talk to you about today was specifically use cases around the broadcast arena, because I know that you guys are very involved there. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about why this is a target for broadcast, and are there any subsets of market that we're aiming for?
We're watching content wherever we go on any pane of glass, whether it's on my smartphone or on a tablet or on my laptop. It's all about over the top, getting it whenever I want, and people getting it on their own time. So the broadcast world is trying to figure out how do we tailor offerings to those providers so that if they subscribe to me in their home, they can also get them wherever they go. And then we have other service providers like wireless service providers, for example, and content providers that are taking advantage of this as well, whether they're adding new content to their portfolio or they're streaming content directly to a user in a way that they couldn't before. I'm a perfect use case of that. I don't ever turn on the TV.
Right.
I have an iPhone 6 Plus because of the big screen. I read things and I watch things on it more than I talk on it, and I binge watch TV shows. So the network needs to handle more and more video. And video is 75% of the internet bandwidth, and it's growing every year. For operators, for equipment providers, they're looking for ways to handle more and more video for less cost. And that's directly what our products address, is how we can do that in a much more performant and a less costly CapEx, OpEx model.
When we go down into the technology underpinnings, there seems to be some work that needs to be done. Why don't you talk to me about how that shifts challenges in the way that media is delivered?
The traditional linear broadcast world is made up of a network that has a lot of specialist appliance equipment and lots of different vendors. So that's your first opportunity for cost reduction. Find a way to build a network that can handle video functions with a common architecture. What Intel has introduced is GPU acceleration technology, and that's what Artisan's taking advantage of. Getting more density out of every one of those servers in the network by equipping it with GPU acceleration. A typical 1U server can probably handle 6 streams of HD video transcoding. That's a 1080p 30 AVC transcode. If you take GPU acceleration, like with our SharpStreamer add-on cards, and put that in the same server, you can actually increase the number of streams to 176. So we are poised for enormous cost savings for operators if they can adopt an accelerated cloud that uses Intel GPU technology.
You talk about Intel GPU technology. I think you're referring to the Iris Pro graphics that we just delivered in our Xeon E3 product line. Why is that such an important thing in terms of the form factors and the delivery mechanisms that you're talking about?
Well, what's great about the latest generation of processors that we're using, which is the Broadwell i7, we use the U variant of that processor family. It's about a 15-watt device, and it can handle quite a bit of density per processor. So we're able to get 11 streams per processor. For us, that means on a PCI Express card, we can actually put 4 processors into a standard PCI Express slot that's available in servers that already exist, or we can stack them up into very dense servers that we make ourselves. You're taking advantage of all that expansion that's available in those systems, and you're able to do a lot of offloaded video transcoding on those GPUs as add-on cards. You don't need a proprietary limiting form factor to do it. You can do it on server architectures that already exist today.
When you look at the value proposition that you're offering to the content providers, what has their response been on the SharpStreamer product, and where do you see this playing in the market?
I typically sell to an equipment provider or maybe to a service provider, but we do find ourselves actually selling to content providers, and they're super excited about this because to them, they are the Uber use case of high density. Look at ESPN, for example. Artisan also offers those same blades in SharpStreamer inside very dense products. Like our MaxCore product is what we're launching here at the show. It's a 3U PCI Express-based system that stacks up 15 cards vertically. So in that system, we can get 616 HD streams.
Wow.
Over 205 streams per RU, best in the industry. They love it because to them, it's not limiting. They can use standard PCI Express cards. They can use their own PCIe cards if they want to add them in. They can actually mix that content in with ours in very dense platforms that cut a lot of CapEx out of their business model, but OpEx too. And what's interesting to me is that service providers and content providers are even more excited about the OpEx benefits of GPU accelerated architectures than even the CapEx, because you look at the power and cooling costs of a very compressed and dense performant footprint, it's a meaningful benefit to the business. We did a case study with Intel, co-authored a white paper with Rick Dunphy from Intel's media group and Dell and Artisan, and we looked at a couple different use cases for streaming video. The trade-off was 24 standard servers to solve a given video on-demand use case versus one accelerated server, and the power trade-off was a 10-to-1 cost factor. So for ongoing cost to the business, OpEx is a really key benefit that the content providers get excited about.
Can you talk about how this solution and the use of Intel architecture platforms and PCI Express as an industry standard interface fits in with that vision of a one network model?
So at Artisan, we have an open framework we refer to as Silver Lining, which includes OpenStack, all the plugins that you might need for different types of resources, things like the Open vSwitch capabilities that are available, supporting various Linux flavors. We've finally reached a critical mass for operators and carriers to start taking some of the network provisioning into their own hands, because now the open standards have evolved in a way that enable them to do that like we couldn't before.
Now let's shift our focus to voice. What are the challenges that audio faces that are different than video, and how are you addressing them?
Well, I think we're at a state of maturity now in the voice market that is much more conducive to using cloud or hosted services than we were before. We're seeing serious investment in the codecs that are required for that market and all of the frameworks and libraries that you need to support applications like session border controllers, media gateways, conferencing systems. We're seeing some exciting new voice and speech opportunities like voice over LTE. Also, I think WebRTC has reached a point people are starting to use that. We're starting to see a lot of set-top boxes go away as a general trend, and that means dedicated conferencing systems being used less, but WebRTC being used more. It took Link for all of us to finally get on that bandwagon.
Right.
So at Mobile World Congress this year, we did a demonstration with our partner Vantrix. What we showed was G711 to 729 transcoding using GPU-accelerated x86 technology. The density levels were far greater than what you could achieve on traditional DSP architectures. Again, it was a limited use case, but I think it kind of marked the beginning of the end for DSPs. And if I know Intel, they're going to just keep making progress in that area and start to develop more solutions for speech.
If folks want to find out more about Artisan and the SharpStreamer solution that you talked about today, where can they go for more information?
Check out the Intel Network Builders site, also the Artisan website, SharpStreamer PCIe 7207. There's some videos, also more information about what we're doing with Intel there.
Super. Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.